Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the politics around us, in our personal experience, and in our metaphysical and spiritual lives. This is Heather Rowan Robin speaking to you today from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Waltz as the evening progresses. Those few people might still be away for the holidays. And what an interesting holiday it was to have that new moon in Sagittarius right on Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving is such a wonderful example of a kind of a takeoff on Sagittarian honesty, frankness, forgiveness, gratitude, silliness, outspoken conversations. And that was the experience that many people have of, you know, how do you be yourself and be open and be direct and still take care of people's feelings in the process. Now, it's been interesting what's been going on since then. I've been watching the effects on plate tectonics. We talked a little bit about this last week. As Saturn and Uranus came close to a square again, they came within 2 degrees. Saturn is moving forward now and pulling away from its close square. Those two squared each other exactly 3 times in 2021. Now, it's an interesting process. Think of Saturn as stability, security, the old systems, the old rules, but it can also be conservative politics, not necessarily right wing, but conservative politics. And Uranus brings change, like it's not going to be the way it was. We're going to create change in this stable structure. Often those two, when they challenge each other, we do see this increase in geologic activity. Today, Mauna Loa in Hawaii, there's earthquakes, small ones up to 3.0 all around Hawaii, and on the Hawaiian Independence Day, Mauna Loa shot up in the air, sparks flying everywhere. They said, what an interesting form of fireworks for this Independence Day. There were more uncomfortable earthquakes through Indonesia. Elsewhere, we had one here in Montana. Throughout Mexico, none of them have been particularly big except for the one in the middle of Indonesia, in the middle of the island of Java. And that, you know, several hundred people died. It was a 5.5. There are 5.5s elsewhere, but it was the only one that happened right in the center of a populated area. So when we feel those shifts, those tectonic plates shifting, we felt that shift in not big ones, but lots of little earthquakes around the politics of this country throughout the last election and in the changes of power structures, even within the Democratic and the Republican parties by themselves. You can think about how many places there are shifts in our structure, in our work situation, in our homes, that lots of little earthquakes can help us avoid the big ones, is our theory, and that we're moving in a good direction. Now, along with this, we've been watching Mars both retrograde and out of bounds in Gemini. Now, normally Mars only spends 2 months at a time in a sign, but because it went almost all the way through Gemini, turned retrograde, heading back to the beginning of it, will turn direct, head back to the end. It's out of bounds for several more weeks. That means it's above or below, this time it's above, the normal span of the track of the sun from winter solstice to summer solstice, which are described as the bounds of the planets. When a planet is out of this, it tends to act out. It's out of rules. It's off the rails. It's doing whatever it wants. And so Mars retrograde and out of bounds in Gemini is this week But right now it's opposed Mercury, and it will be opposing Venus during the week. And that is an uncomfortable pattern. For most people, Mars retrograde and out of bounds just meant a little lower on the impulse control, a little, you know, potential irritation. I've noticed it's interesting that it is, we see it concurrent with, it's in Gemini, which rules the lungs, is concurrent with an unusual respiratory virus, the RSV, I think it is, respiratory virus that has really, you know, filled up the wards in the hospitals, especially with young and old people. So with this unusual bronchitis going around, with Mars retrograde and in Gemini, that we need to work on our breath and our intuition and our imagination, and look at our, that the impulse can be fabulous. It can take us, a bolt of lightning that can take us out of our usual breach and take us to some place that we would never have thought of before, but works beautifully. Or it can be an impulse is truly dangerous or unhealthy. So we just have to look where we leap. Now, for most of us, it's kind of just an interesting process. For the people whose the fantasies they've been withholding have been violent and difficult ones, we have seen an increase in not many shootouts, but some pretty lethal ones, even for America. And we have seen strange crimes where somebody went in and killed four students in Idaho, or, you know, catfished a girl across the state, the former policeman from Virginia who last weekend had been contacting online a young girl, pretending he was someone else, flew across country to meet her and was trying to kidnap her, killed her family, and was caught. And I think of that poor girl who is now stuck with these memories. Where the basic structure is strong of the psyche and of the community and of the support, we're in good shape. Where it's tapping on us, it may be an issue. So we just ask everybody to enjoy those impulses, notice them, like, why? I could do this. Why don't I change that and move the furniture, design a new process, you know, start writing your book. But before you do something irreparable, think it through, think through the consequences, because they may feel a little bit more ephemeral than usual. Now, the moon is tonight in Aquarius, conjunct Saturn as we speak, helping us think about our role in the big picture, thinking about our role in the community, trying to figure out how we fit these pieces in together, and to see if we can make this work and make these pieces part of what we want to do. Think about some emotional or social responsibility that's been important, whether to yourself, to the people around you. Is there an obligation that you need to fill out? Is there a process that you need to balance your needs versus the needs of your community or family or tribe, whatever larger group that you think of in an Aquarian format? And enjoy the rest of this week with Uranus, with the Mars shining into that Saturn. It's an exact trine tonight, which can help us put action into ideas that we have, action into a project, and put some muscle into the work that we have that we'd like to take farther. Uranus tonight forms an exact in conjunct to Venus, and it's just past an in conjunct to Mercury. That Mercury in conjunct over the weekend left some people feeling a little fried and tired, and that in conjunct to Venus is, you know, a change of maybe hungry for a new sense of aesthetics, can feel a little restless in relationship, can feel like a restlessness. Make sure that we look at what we are really restless for rather than start flailing and to make changes before we decide if that's really the medicine that we need. So going to be some interesting pieces as the week progresses. One of the other things that I find exciting coming up is the, so on tomorrow, we'll see Mercury directly oppose Mars, and sextile Saturn, that Saturn stabilizes us. That Mercury opposed Mars, watch out for the desire to shout, to spout off or speak sharp edges, and reel that back in a bit. The Venus opposed Mars in a few days' time. It can be a little tricky. Is this Anne? I hear Anne.
Yes, it's me. I just finished up with a client. Sorry, I'm late.
Yep. How are you tonight?
Checking in from the bright red desk in New York, getting ready. I go to Florida tomorrow, so
how exciting!
Been a little wild. All good.
Yeah, so. I bet. And so next Monday we'll speak to you from the bright, what is it, turquoise desk down in
the turquoise desk. On the bright red desk tonight in New York. Next Monday I'll be from the turquoise deck overlooking Boca Ciega Bay. Yeah.
That's tough. That's beautiful. And that area was not affected by the recent storms.
No, we actually, apparently it's an Indian burial ground, and so there's Indian mounds all over, burial mounds all around, and people go and lay roses and flowers on them after there's a hurricane that doesn't hit us. So it heads for us, and then it always turns a left or a right. So the condo board president, old white guy, you know, successful CEO of a corporation, and he's the condo president, right? And he goes, so we're going to give a gift to the Indian tribe, thanking them for the hurricanes, you know, turning. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, you know, because he's acknowledging, and then we donate to the tribe to thank them for saving us from hurricanes. So,
good karma. Wonderful.
And then apparently everybody goes and lays flowers on the burial mounds all around Tampa, St. Pete area.
We like that. That's good.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about Mercury and, you know, that quincunx to Uranus, Mercury oppose Mars and sextile Saturn tomorrow, and then square Neptune on December 1st. Some interesting aspects coming up
and
Venus oppose
cross.
Mars.
Yeah, it's a mutable cross. It's pretty volatile with both Mercury and Mars out of bounds. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
A lot of decision-making going on. Yeah.
And, you know, real wild cards. And that
we
were also discussing how with Saturn close to square Uranus again, today on Hawaii's Independence Day, we had an explosion of Mauna Loa. So there's, again, all the tectonic plates shifting and moving. And we're going to keep an eye on that. Yes. And how was your Thanksgiving? How was your new moon in Sagittarius?
It was lovely. Yeah, you know, I had a very nice one. I've been spending it the last few years with a friend of mine who I kind of think of as like an older sister. She's a Virgo, born a couple years older than me. And she has a son and his wife and or his partner. They're not married, but they have babies. So I kind of think of them whatever. At any rate, they have two little boys and a third on the way, due any day now, going to be a badge or a cap. And we think it's a girl, so that'll be fun. And so it was nice. I had good food and happy times and a lot of laughter. And there's nothing like little people running around, you know, doing things. The five-year-old was very interested in, When's the dessert? You know, and you explain Thanksgiving, it's like a four-hour meal, right? You know, you eat a little and you hang out, then you eat the next course and you hang out. So, yeah, he was definitely like, no dessert yet? Like, when's the dessert coming? So it was very, you know, it was very cute. And then he wanted a slice of every pie and ice cream and chocolate, because there was chocolate on the table. So he was quite happy
once he
finally got to the dessert course. Yeah.
Out of bounds Mars and out of bounds Mercury and Sagittarius.
Right.
Neither one are good on impulse control. And we've
right,
seen some really
totally,
lethal
yeah.
versions of it, but that extra piece of pie, I bet very few people had really great control this Thanksgiving.
No, it was definitely like a multi-food kind of extravaganza. So, but it was good. What'd
wonderful.
You do?
We had family in. My son-in-law is a great cook. We also had friends up. My daughter got in a difficult mood there for a while, as only a Virgo, fellow Virgo can do. But my grandkids were fabulous, and we came around. My daughter and I worked through it pretty quickly, which was lovely. And so it was beautiful here. It was beautiful here.
Yeah,
we had good
very
food.
Nice.
And,
like,
you know, in
food,
our house,
food,
it's like, make this one gluten-free, this one low sugar, this one vegetarian, this one vegan. So it was, it's always like 10 different variations on the same basic foods. So we don't get too experimental except for our variations. So we've got a lot of people on the phone tonight, and we didn't take anybody last night. So let's go with that. Okay, let's go. Hello, area code 813-495. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi there. My birthday is December 17th, 1989.
Okay, hold on. December 17th, 1989. Time?
Mm-hmm. 3:39 a.m.
And where?
Brandon, Florida.
And how can we help you today?
Hi. Okay, so happy holiday season. I wanted to let you guys know that, one, you were right about me getting a new dog. About 10 days after you said a new dog is coming, you don't have to look, you're going to manifest it, or however you said it, I was literally handed a puppy. someone heard about what happened, that, you know, we had a traumatic loss, and was just like, this is your dog. And, he's a sweetie. Yeah.
What kind of dog? And when did it come?
A mixed. A few months ago when I had Jupiter in my sixth house.
Wonderful.
Okay, cool.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So,
and,
go ahead.
Your progressed moon entered Scorpio about 3.5 months ago and kind of started taking you on a different journey than it had been on before. So I think this is kind of the beginning of a transformation.
This year, this year has been definitely rock and roll in less good ways than in more bad ways.
There's some
good,
real
honestly,
challenging
but,
ways.
Yeah, but so the two things I wanted to ask about is, one, you know, I think part of my eclipse story, I just try to learn, and I just try to pick up what I can hear from you guys. I think part of my eclipse story is that my partner had someone move in with us who was under financial need, and, you know, he works, you know, my partner is hooking him up with work, and that started before the eclipse, like maybe about a month before the eclipse. And I'm wondering, one, like, when is that going to wrap up? Like, when's he going to head back home to, you know, his life? And two, you know, I just wanted to get, like, a general thought of, like, you know, I'm about to have a birthday. Like, what does the year ahead look like for me, especially on the professional front? I always love your insights.
And you, what's your profession?
I run an interior design company.
Okay. And you want to take this away? What do you think about the relative first? The impinging
guest. The relative or the roommate? Is it a relative or is it a roommate? Like a regular person? It's a relative, okay. And is it a relative that he feels responsible for in some way, shape, or form because he feels guilty about them?
Yes, they're cousins that are like brothers. They're only like 2 months apart. And I think we do feel bad for him, like both of us.
Right.
Your husband feel guilty towards him? Because what I'm picking up that this is, you know, there's something about guilt that's keeping him hooked into this.
That where he's from, he couldn't find work and was struggling to feed his own family, and so. And then honestly, that's what got me on board with everything was just like that, you know, tugging at my heartstrings of like, of course they don't want to be here when they have two small children, but, you know, and there's just never been an end date put on any of this. And I was just wondering if maybe the astrology can give me one because it is.
Right. Well, is it the whole family there or is it just him sending money home?
Just the thought, just him, just the man, just.
Okay. Well, two things. I would just clarify that that's really the real story, right? Because, I mean, I get that there's a story there, but there's also some hidden thing that hasn't mm-hmm. been revealed. So we're going to look at, you know, he moved in sometime after August 1st, yes?
I can double check. I can double check.
Yeah. Well, was it the remember. Beginning of August or been there 2 months, 3 months? You said he
it's
moved
been,
in before
yeah.
the eclipses.
It's been, yeah, it was before the eclipses, yeah. So it was, yeah, I think it was about a month. So I feel like it was maybe like September, October. I don't, it could have been August. It could have been that the
okay.
conversation
yeah.
first came up in August. I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. So then we're really looking, you got a couple options here. The because what I'm seeing is, you know, your husband, partner, saying, oh, I feel bad, mm-hmm. the Uranus opposite the Pluto, the triangle business. So Uranus is right on it, and so Uranus is going to go direct and has to get past your husband feeling guilty. So longest
mm-hmm.
time frame would be March, end of March,
okay.
because of the opposition. But I think there might be some more stuff going on with the family dynamic that you're not really tuned into, or your husband's not tuned into.
Yeah, he's from
and
a different culture.
And that is
yeah.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Say again?
He's from a different culture, so, you know, sometimes I have to adjust because I'm just like, you know, as an American born,
right.
you know, I'm not used to people
mm-hmm.
taking it, but I actually empathize with that. I'm like, you know, maybe I should be more like that, you know.
Well, the point
no, well, you need your space.
Yeah.
You need your space,
yeah.
and
yeah.
it's a little messy. Looks like it's a little messy in the house, and it's making you a little cranky. And your progressive moon went into Scorpio, so that's
yeah.
really, you know, it feels like an invasion of your boundaries on some level. So, yeah, so, I mean, it can,
sometimes.
You know, unless there's a plan for departure and, you know, where is the wife and the kids, you know, what's going back to them. I'm not sure he's going back to them. That may not be something that's been discussed in front of you, but that may be what's going on behind the scenes. Right.
So with Saturn is sitting right on your north node in the fourth house,
yeah.
there's something that's healthy
mm-hmm.
about you setting clean boundaries to make this a healthy situation until it changes. And that, you know,
yeah,
that
I've,
you
I've
take your time
changes.
Alone when you need it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had to make changes. I can't be so giving, I find. Like,
nope.
I find that if I give and give and give, then I get spiteful when, like, they're not helping take out the trash or whatever. I'm just
right.
like,
so you
on.
Can get resentful. And you can get
yeah.
resentful. And I would say
yeah.
you can have everybody sit down and say, while you're our roommate, there are rules to, you know, there's things that I need from you. What chores would you like to do? Like any other roommate, here's a chore.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
to not pity him. Don't enable him and don't, you know, help him without feeling sorry for
mm-hmm.
him. And I think mm-hmm. that, you know, there's so many layers about you empowering yourself and making healthy choices now
mm-hmm.
through the next couple of years. So,
okay.
you know.
We're not saying he's going to be there the next couple of years, but you're having
no.
Pluto on your son, which
yes.
is you really getting clear about what your rules are for you. And one of the things
mm-hmm.
you were taught was you're not, all those planets in your third house were taught it's not okay for you to ask for what you need. You have to kind of really get mad before you get there. And we want to kind of get there
mm-hmm.
a little sooner so you don't have to get
yeah.
mad because you're
yeah.
learning new ways of communicating. So house rules, these are the plans, who does the garbage, who does the groceries, here's the receipts, everybody pitches in. And,
yeah.
you know, I don't know if they're both from a different culture and they're brother, twin people, that they're
mm-hmm.
going to necessarily share what's really going on. Like, you may be out of the loop on this. And because it's Mars in Gemini, and he went into Gemini in the end of August, beginning of September, he went into
mm-hmm.
his retrograde shadow on the 3rd of September. And he is in Gemini through the 25th. He doesn't leave his shadow until the 25th of March. Yeah, so it could be a long haul, which
mm-hmm.
would be, but I don't know that they're necessarily telling you what, or it may be your husband doesn't know too, but it may be that he's just not necessarily talking about, you know, what's going on, that you're not
yeah.
in the loop on it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
there's
and
some
it feels
turning
like that,
points happening with it.
you know, there's a lot of love here. There's a lot of love all the way around. You know, your progressed sun is conjunct Venus, and Pluto's coming up to that. So, you know, again, as this comes through, the work you do now will really help you in the next couple of years when Pluto comes to conjunct your natal Venus, which rules your seventh house cusp. So it's more about how the two of you make decisions together that matters.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, like paying attention to my relationship, the one that I intended to be in, paying more attention to that than the other. Okay, in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm going to say that this
Yeah, you definitely got this. It's just, it wasn't something you planned.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this may be your second job. The dog is your first job, and this is your second.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's been a number of things. Yeah.
You know, and you asked about, I want to move on to the next person to give somebody else a chance tonight. But I do want to say to you that, you know, about your career as, you know, I think it's indefinite for a little bit. You're in the right place. You're doing the right stuff. But with Neptune coming to square your sun, which rules your 10th house, you know, you won't be able to see very far ahead in your work. You'll be able to see what's working this week, what gets you excited, how can you promote by sharing and teaching. The more people know you, the more they like your work. But it's a little hard
to
get
public
to see
I know
you.
And, you think?
What?
The more public I am, the better?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay, good. That's good advice. That's good advice. Okay, that's helpful. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye.
Certainly. Bye.
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 And
I don't know. We only have 4 minutes. Do we have time for another person?
Okay. Quickly. Hello, quick as a bunny. This is 858. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi. January 10th. I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, January 10th, 63, Royal Oak, Michigan, is where I was born. I'm Michael. And
what
I am
time?
Trying to...
What time were you born? Do you know what time?
Oh, 9:03 p.m. 9:03 p.m.
3 p.m. in Royal Oaks, Michigan.
January
What's your
10th,
question?
63. I am trying to launch... a project, an online course, and trying to determine optimal times for launch.
And for an online course that you're doing.
Yes. And I'm
looks
very
like,
almost
boy,
finished.
Are you getting ready to expand? And got some thoughts on that?
Well, in terms of is the course ready to roll? Are you still working on it?
The content I've been doing for a long time. But the this platform, in terms of doing it as an online offering, that's new. It is very close to being ready to launch. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a couple launch dates with the Mars. You don't have Mars. You have Mars retrograde by progression. So even though we normally don't say do things on Mars retrograde, You can, because your natal Mars is retrograde, and Mars is retrograde by progression. You're going to have Saturn come to trine your midheaven. I'm sorry, Jupiter come to trine your midheaven in the house of money. That's going to happen the 21st of December. So if you've got the information out there, you know, start marketing it and saying, hey, you know, I'm going to be offering this, blah, 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 and then look to offer it once Mars goes direct after January 12th, because he's in your career house. That would be my suggestion. And then look for, on the January 12th time frame, look for, you know, a nice moon. You've got the moon in the house. You got the moon in Pisces, ruling your eighth house, and Aries. I wouldn't do the Aries moon, but the Taurus moon is nice, and that makes a lot of money. So watch for a Taurus moon in January. But you've got nice aspects. Your midheaven by progression has gone into Leo, which is you're really ready to take this out. And over the last year and a half, or actually the last half a year, the midheaven has been on your north node saying bring it out in the world and get it seen. So you're starting a new 12-year cycle. So you got lovely aspects for doing it.
Yep.
So,
and
you
we've
also
run
have
out
the
of time.
Neptune conjunction last April that was lovely for the next 13 years of money. So that would be, you know, get it all ready, do a soft launch, you know, start telling people about it, but then enroll people. Mars goes direct, which is after the 12th of January.
And it looks like
it's
Heather, what do you think?
it's a four, we're out of time, but I want to say it's a four-year, you know, growth spurt that you're heading into. So enjoy.
Yeah.
And for everybody else,
yeah.
This is Heather Rowan Robinson. Good night from Ronan, Montana.
Thank you
and
so
Anne.
Much. Thank you.
You're welcome. She likes to hang up on time. It's Anne Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk in New York. But, yeah, it looks nice, Michael. Go for it and have fun.
It does. Okay. I just want to get that in what we
said. All right.
Yep. Good luck.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.